your heart. Do it now with all of your heart.
Jim Hurst and Missy Raines, the important part of fishing. Before that, the Chuckernauts with Fishing Blues. Let's sneak one more in.
A fly tied on a graphite rod above my head is swishing. A mountain stream, a sportsman's dream. How can I keep from fishing? No job can stop my angling thoughts. For every day I'm wishing that life could pay its own sweet way and I could keep on fishing. For when the river round me roars, I know the fish they liveth. For when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says, gone fishing.
Alice Gerard, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to our TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden services, as well as our own player, plus the number to listen by phone, which is 631-359-8728.
Turn on my radio. Well, I warm up the car and I kitchen and turned on my radio.
At the Saturday Light Brigade, another day, another dollar.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
SOB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio, the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit sobradio.org/birthdays or write to us at sob@sobradio.org.
Good morning to Jess in the South Hills, who had the correct answer to last hour's puzzle, playing along on Facebook. Thank you for doing just that. Lots of messages coming in, and I'm trying to navigate them to be sure I've responded to all of them. I think I am caught up, and I think now it is time for today's Brigade Charade. Then we have a request for a Grateful Dead tune that we're happy to play. Our Brigade Charade challenges you to sound out the word that we are looking for. We'll give you clues for each of its syllables and an overall clue. This week, the answer is three syllables. The overall clue is special place, special place. The first syllable, matching set. The second syllable, sound of hesitation. The third syllable, often rolled. Once again, the first syllable, matching set. The second syllable is sound of hesitation. And the third syllable is often rolled. Put those three syllables together, you should be able to sound out a special place.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we hear from you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. James writes that he is writing for a special request today, being the 30th anniversary to the date that master guitar player Jerry Garcia passed away. It was one of those I remember where I was moments, writes James. Do you have any Jerry Garcia songs in your library? Would you please play one? Do you have the song Ripple in particular? That we do. And here it is. Thank you for your email.
slot. We'll be back in a few minutes with some electric music.
The Cherry Garcia Acoustic Band. Especially for James. Cherry was only 53 when he died on this date in 1995. I can't tell you how many requests for Cherry Garcia I've had over the years. Just about anybody, I think, who's sat where I'm sitting. Now, Freebird is one of the big ones. Not by Cherry Garcia, Freebird, or any song by the Grateful Dead are often very common requests. James, I am glad that you had a specific song in mind that we could play it. Barbara came up with the correct answer to this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. John and Addie and East Deer got it too. Thank you for getting our weekend off to a good start. John and Carrick has the correct answer, as does Tommy in Virginia, and Patrick in South Park got it. So did Zach in Pittsburgh, Mike and Mars as well. How about you? 412-200-5975. Good morning to Larry in Elwood City, and happy birthday. I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Cherry Garcia. And it's now time to hear from Tom in McCandless. Tom has the correct answer. Ricky tells me the last syllable was one that was eluding you for a while, but it eventually...
Yeah, well, I thought of parable, you know, like ball, parable.
Yeah.
But it didn't really match, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, there's lots of different definitions of parables.
Well,
might
you could
be right.
You could live in a really nice parable, you know, as long as it's a nice one, or a special one. I guess it doesn't have to be nice, but we had a different.
But,
yeah, what did you?
But then I then I finally figured it out. Paradise.
Paradise, right? A matching set is a pair. Then the sound of hesitation is and often rolled would be dice. So that's exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah. On that middle clue,
Mm-hmm.
My wife belonged to Toastmasters, and they would have people who they called awe counters. In other words, how many times you said awe during your speech.
Oh, my goodness. That would be tough. I sometimes get into phases where I will go through that and make a lot of ahs. But that's a very natural thing for people, I think. A lot of folks, there I go, a lot of folks will put that into their speech just as a way of collecting their thoughts. Sometimes I do it to slow myself down.
Well, I read something just recently where the person says it's good to use awe, because when you talk and you use awe, that means, just like you said, you're kind of collecting your thoughts, you're kind of thinking ahead and thinking what you're going to say next. And if you just don't have any awes, then it's kind of like reading it from a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being more interesting if you throw some awes into it. So I don't know.
It's a good rationalization of all things. I do will do that to slow down sometimes, because there are times, and I've advised other people this, where if your thoughts are coming at you so quickly, and the person you're speaking to might need a little time to catch up with what's already in your head, it doesn't hurt to pause or to insert an ah, indicating that you're aware of the fact that you're pausing.
Well, it seems like today when people talk or give a speech, they say something and then they end it with some word that I can't remember in my head now. But I'd never heard that, let's say 10 years ago, people didn't do that, but now it seems like they do.
Mm.
But I can't think of the word that they use. It's not got it, but it's something along those lines. And I hear that all the time now.
Conversation has changed immeasurably, and sometimes you wonder if people are just waiting until the noise stops coming out of your mouth so that they can say what they want to say next, which I don't mean to sound so negative, but listening is pretty important to actually hear what folks have to say.
I was just thinking this game kind of matches the history riddle, because you got Isaac Walton, and then you have Paradise Lost.
Yes.
Is it by Milton, I think?
I think so.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing you had to read in high school, and you couldn't figure out what the guy was talking about.
Yes.
A little like Shakespeare.
Yes, or Moby Dick is what I always think about. The whiteness of the whale, or Madame Defarge's knitting in A Tale of Two Cities. These things that I had to know so well.
They always say that Moby Dick is not about a whale.
It's about the captain, right? Or at least about Quest.
It's somewhat philosophical. I read the whole book and couldn't figure it out, so I still don't know. But every so often you'll see somebody say, well, Moby Dick wasn't really about a whale. You know, it's kind of like Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
That's a good book. That is is about both subjects.
I don't know. I read Zen and the Motorcycle Maintenance, but I can't recall them telling me how to fix anything.
What I remember most about that book is Robert Pirsig, the author, talked a lot about the proper torque to be applied to a screw when you were, say, screwing a piece onto a motorcycle, and that if you over-tighten something, it actually makes it weaker than if you tighten it to the exact amount. And I must say, I think about that with every bolt or nut that I twist, that too tight is not necessarily correct. So it's the little things.
That kind of falls into last week's Soundhound with the wrench.
Yes, we had the socket set for last week.
Right, right.
It's all interconnected.
I used to have to work on printing presses, and whenever you made adjustments, they said, don't turn the screw more than a quarter.
Mm.
Because if you turn more than a quarter, you might go beyond what the adjustment's going to help you out with. So just the quarter turn around.
We tend to want to overdo things, I think. That's not changing too much. Well, a charge to you, and I'm glad you came up with it.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born.
Congrats to you. Paradise.
There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
John Prine, Paradise Lake, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've been asked to add an element of business news to our program. We can't afford sources like Marketplace. So I was able to get... Ricky, do you have it? I was able to get some new business news to share. Unfortunately, it's not the greatest news, but it does put a positive spin on things. And it's this week's business closings. We've been told that a paper company has folded. A brake company is on the skids. A surgeon was forced to take a cut in salary. Bakery is short of dough. A dental practice has discovered that its finances are rotten to its roots. The bungee suppliers have experienced a downfall, and tennis ball manufacturers have ended up in court. An adhesive tape and bandage manufacturing company are in a sticky situation. Upholsterers have been unable to cover their costs. And finally, this is a late breaking one. A refrigerator manufacturer has had its assets frozen.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Good morning to Jim in Crafton Heights, and hello to Daniel in Shepherdstown, who sent a beautiful picture taken at the Bavarian Inn this morning. Where he's working. It looks gorgeous there. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sending that along. Anybody have a chance to see the moon overnight? It was absolutely beautiful. Not full, but as we were coming in, it was low on the horizon. Ricky described it as yellow, as in a flashing caution sign on the parkway. And that actually was about right. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Larry and Vanessa's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
My father found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. My father found a stone that come rolling down from Babylon. My father found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. It's tearing down the kingdom of this world, oh yes. Tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. I'm looking for the stone that come rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. Is tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes. Tearing down the kingdom of this world. My mother found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. My mother found a stone that come rolling down from Babylon. My mother found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. Is tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes. Tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. I'm looking for the stone that come rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. Is tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes. Tearing down the kingdom of this world.
King Jesus is the stone that was
hewed out of the mountain, Lord. King Jesus is the stone that come rolling down from Babylon. King Jesus is the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. Is tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes.
Lord, it's tearing down the kingdom of this world.
Tribe Ranch, Fire Squad. And looking for the stone. Ooh, yes. In just a moment, our Haiku is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Thanks to our friends at WESA for covering Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis's visit to our Youth Media Center to learn about our programs and to join a teen-hosted podcast. Also, a quick note to thank you for attending our solar concert series. We're proud to present this series in collaboration with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place. The next show is going to be August 14th, this Thursday, featuring Kasten Guffey of My Politic and Georgia English. August 14th at Nova Place. We hope to see you there. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky, have you audited this morning's High Clue? Oh, we have another bit of business news. This is by way of one of our field reporters, Mike and Mars. He said that radio station employees have been airing their grievances. Here's today's High Clue. Roy Rogers rode one, and Mr. Ed was one, too. Name this type of horse. 412-200-5975. Once again, Roy Rogers rode one, and Mr. Ed was one, too. Name this type of horse.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
And a smile, a big smile, 'cause I'm sure that the people who sing inside. Why did I try to explain? He's got a miracle there, but I'm wise. I show where the batteries go.
Another happy April to every happy fool. And you move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie sleep or come and go with me. She always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase, and I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleep or come and go with me. My salt and wood smoke for a job in the city. Sleep or come and go with me. Children through the clover to the creek, when Orion's gone a-hunting through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleep or come and go with me. Fling is over, and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and the shadow of a blonde who is standing by the wild ride in a pointless dream. Sleep or come and go with me. And it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleep or come and go with me.
That is Greg Brown at the Saturday Light Brigade, preceded by David Wilcox, the songs Sleeper and Radio Man, respectively. Lots of folks are creating word chains on our Facebook page, at SLB Radio, and it's fun to see them. Robert Wagner is one of them. Jess has a few that he just offered. Jim posted one, as did Kel. And what's nice is some of them are sticking with the original theme we had of animals. Kel did one on things you might see at Wimbledon. Ball ending in L gives you let, ending in T gives you tennis. Ending in S gives you set. Ending in T gives you throw. He also came up with the things at the bakery category and foot-oriented things. Toes, socks, shoes, stomp, and podiatrist, which I would follow with tennis, shoes, sandals. Boy, if you get into the infinite S problems of these chains, something beginning with S after that. I How about just a singular stocking? And that gets back to Chi. And Chi, let's say hello to Bruce this morning. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We might need to make that a regular game, coming up with a word chain.
Well, I know.
A different topic each week.
Would you remember we used to do that around the campfire with names?
Yes, indeed. Many, many names.
Many, many names.
And there are a lot of them. Well, you knew the answer to our haiku, which is wonderful. I have a question about the haiku for you. As soon as you come up or say.
Okay, well, the answer to the haiku is the Golden Palomino.
Indeed. The beautiful Palomino. And Roy Rogers wrote a Palomino named Trigger. And Mr. Ed was a Palomino, too.
He was.
And
I know a little trivia about Trigger.
Tell me, do tell.
So Trigger, before Trigger was Trigger, Trigger was written by Olivia de Havilland in the movie, Robin Hood. And she played Maid Marian. And she rode that same horse in that movie. And that was where Mr. Rogers saw that horse.
Is that so interesting? So, Roy said, I must have that beautiful horse. I want that beautiful horse for my own, I guess.
And then when Trigger passed away, Trigger was stuffed and mounted at Roy Rogers Museum.
I did not know that.
For many years. I don't think that's there any. It's there anymore, but it was there for a long time.
Now, I'm not somebody who knows all of my pop culture, let's say, but I understand that in Xena, Warrior Princess, there's a horse named Argo, who is also a Palomino. The Palomino is a mare, and her name is Tilly.
I don't know that either, because I'm not as versed in pop culture as I should be.
Nah, but Tilly is the pop culture. Now, Mr. Ed, I don't know why I just saw this the other day, but Mr. Ed was playing baseball, and he had a baseball bat in his mouth, and I think Sandy Koufax pitched to him, and he hit a home run.
You know what? I know why you saw that, because I think it was posted on some kind of social media. I saw it also.
Interesting.
And Leo DeRocher was in that same clip.
Yes. I don't know why I would have seen that.
Yeah, that's why I think it popped up on Facebook this week. And I don't know why either, but I saw the same thing. That's funny.
I do like to watch a lot of baseball highlights on Facebook or Instagram, and maybe that's the reason it showed up. But
I do know a little bit about old-timey pop culture.
Yes.
And you were talking about Isaac Newton earlier.
Isaac Walton.
Isaac Walton, rather. Excuse me. The grandfather's name of the Walton wasn't Isaac Walton. It was Zebulon Walton.
Thank you for that correction. You are right. It was Zeb. Gosh, I heard something not too long ago. It was a memorial concert for Woody Guthrie, and Will Gear did a lot of the narration in that concert. And what an interesting actor he was, a great character, politically a concern for many. He faced a bit of a blacklist during his career, but a really neat guy.
He did. He when he retired from acting, it might even be still while he was acting, he built an arboretum, which as an outdoor Shakespearean theater, which I believe is still in existence.
I didn't know that.
It must be probably out in California somewhere, but
yeah,
he was a very, very interesting character.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well done. A charge to you, Take care. And Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. Russ did. Good morning to Gina in Greenfield. Nice to have you with us. And we've got Dust Bowl Jack, who joins us now out in Warren, Ohio. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, I slept in. I was up watching the Browns play their preseason game last night. And you heard that or not, but my pet dog has just entered my bedroom.
Well, that's nice.
He's going to interfere with my broadcast.
Oh, no. He's growling a little. I hope he's not jealous.
Yeah. He wants me to play. Come on. Out. You're interrupting the radio show. Come on.
Yes. It's okay.
Thank you.
Boy.
All right. He's clear.
He's gone. He's probably been waiting for you to get up for a long time now. And he heard your voice. He was excited. It's like, no, what's his name?
Well, my wife decided to call him since he leaps everywhere and jumps up on tables and chairs and that. Tigger.
Tigger.
Tigger's a tiger, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what she wants, so he's Tigger, and I abbreviated the name to Tig.
Tig. I like it. Tigger's a great name. Well, you knew the answer. What are we looking for here?
Of course, the Golden Palomino was, of course, for Rogers. Mr. Red wasn't golden, I don't think. I think he's white.
Well, it says he was a Palomino. Palominos can be lighter in color, but our notes, I think that show was in black and white, so it might have been hard to tell. But our notes say that Mr. Ed, the horse was played by a horse. We forget these horses have real names. Was Bamboo Harvester was the name of the horse who played Mr. Ed. And then Trigger was known as the smartest horse in the movies. But Palominos are just beautiful animals with their chestnut golden hair. And I'm looking at some pictures of them, and it's hard not to get lost seeing them. I think I can remember exactly one time, maybe two, that I rode a horse. Did you ever do any horseback riding?
Matter of fact, they used to have a... this is Buell Park in Sharon, Hermitage area. Because you guys got a Buell Park down there in Pittsburgh, too.
Mm-hmm.
Same family there. But they used to have pony rides up there, and they had a chain link fence. And they'd come and they'd put you on the horse, and you'd ride a lap around the enclosed area there at the park.
Wow.
And, for free. Absolutely free.
But, and the horses, experience with them. They lived there year-round? Or
yeah. This was one part of the park, but the actual stable was like across the park and at the other side of the park, and there was the stables were over there. But they would bring them over and then get them in the closed area there, then they would you would line up and they would take you one by one for your lap around the enclosed chain link area there. For some reason, horses didn't like my brother.
Oh.
I think he rode a couple of times and there was a little shed back in there. And a couple of times my brother rode in, and next thing you know, the horse threw him.
Oh my goodness. And those were probably very gentle animals, I'm sure, too. There used to be a stable of horses in Riverview Park, a city park on the north side. And unfortunately, that ended when Moses Carper, who cared for them, passed away. But he would use them for recreational therapy, particularly with teens. And boy... There's a lot of programs involving horses being animals to help people feel more emotionally grounded or connected, and it's worked wonders. But people were always amazed that a city park had horses within it all the time, boarded up in a nice home that Moses would use to take care of them.
The Joe Park's going to have their annual gathering. They call it Jill Day. And they have a parade that marches into the park, and there's a car display. I've been to the car display with my truck a couple times. And it all honors labor and management.
Because nice.
Mr. Jill was a steel mill magnate, I guess, and millionaire. And his wife, Julia, set up a lot of programs for children in the Shenango Valley area around Sharon. So it's a tribute to them. And there's vendors there selling food, and there's entertainment on the sort of a little amphitheater they got there during the day. And they honor people who have helped the Shenango Valley, different people, ladies and gentlemen, that contributed to the activities in the valley there that helped people out. So it's a big day for them.
Ah, that sounds
Labor Day.
Sounds like a great event, and it's good. It's good to acknowledge folks like that. You know, you got me thinking, after all of these years, we still describe cars as having horsepower. We have not gotten away from that all these many years later.
But how they count it is different. But yeah. It's horsepower that they do the measurement by. And, you know.
Yeah, someday somebody will be wondering, you know, why is it like that? But it's been a long time. Well, a charge to you, and thanks for coming up with Palomino. I think I mentioned all of the other correct answers. We had quite a few. Thanks for being with us as always, Dust Bowl. Here now, the Hen House Prowlers at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Palomino speeding right on by. Palomino racing dotted white. Counting fence posts, miles of wood and wire. These days the California highways are always on fire. Ooh. Ooh. I've gotta get out of here, I've gotta get out of here. The smoke's making it harder to breathe. High rises and I don't see eye to eye, and a hard rain is never guaranteed. I've been rushing golden hours, 49 years in total. I've been exhausted, deluded, manipulated, life polluted. So I'm headed for those hills in New Mexico with my Palomino. Ooh, ooh, cold turkey, I'm calling it quits. I'm gonna wrap myself in the arms of the Rio Grande Canyon, float down the twisted bend. I've gotta get out of here, I've gotta get out of here. The smoke's making it harder to breathe. Sagebrush and I, we see
House Prowlers here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM,